In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
Mighty Manfred back with you today for a very special Coolest Conversations throwback. Remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Sadly, this year, 2019, my band The Woggles lost our guitar player of many years, The Fleshhammer, a.k.a. Jeff Walls. We lost him to pancreatic cancer. Mercifully, he was never in any pain, but he left us quite quickly over the course of several months. This Coolest Conversations takes us to a far more happier time, December the 19th of 2014, where he and I talk about his rock and roll epiphany, seeing Paul Revere and the Raiders perform on the back of a flatbed truck. We also speak about the songwriting process, his time with the Woggles, and we talk about our then coolest song of the week, Santa's Coming, Ho Ho Ho, and the video we made to accompany it. I play some of that tune now, followed by my interview with Jeff Walls of the Woggles, on your Coolest Conversations throwback, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
How can I get to rest at night? When lights outside blink white and bright, how can I keep still in my bed? With elves and presents overhead, how to close my eyes and sleep? When all is still, I gotta pee. Santa is coming.
Mighty Manfred here, and what a special, special Coolest Conversations we got going on for today, because joining me now is my buddy and pal, and bandmate in the Woggles, the Fleshhammer. How are you,
so
Flesh?
So cozy in here.
Thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, well, I figure you're my boss. I have to talk to you.
That's right. I like to hear you saying that. I'm going to quote you with that later on. So, man, you've been in the Woggles now over 11 years, since 2003. Prior to that, you had sat in with us, you had filled in with us, and produced some of our records. Man, you must have known better than hooking up. Why did you join the band?
Man, if I hadn't been there, there would be no Woggles today. All those riches, all the wealth, all the fame, all the babes, you wouldn't have had any of that.
You know, I thought it was much more like after you get hit in the hammer a whole bunch of times, it becomes normal. You know, you couldn't live your life without that.
Well, that's certainly what it's become. That's certainly what it's become.
So now you are a longtime rock and roller. You've been playing in bands since when? How old were you when you formed your first band?
When I was born.
And you came out playing what? A marimba?
I think I had a Hammond B3. My mom didn't like that. The Harley Davidson of musical instruments.
So I do remember you telling me once that you saw Paul Revere and the Raiders playing on the back of a flatbed truck. Is that one of your earliest rock and roll memories?
Yeah, that was my first real rock and roll concert. I talked my dad into taking me and this 14-year-old girl in the neighborhood with us to go see him. And I was a big fan, of course. That was the height of where the action is, maybe 1966, I believe it was. But they played for the grand opening of the Cobb Center Theater. It was not some big show at an auditorium or something like that. It was literally them playing on the back of a flatbed truck in a parking lot on a Saturday afternoon kind of evening. But it was definitely rocking.
So
it wasn't for life. I blame them.
Oh, excellent. And that's good that they got you in tune with wearing a uniform on stage.
Yeah, I got used to that idea. That's a cool template for any rock band, even still today. And the nod to history that Parker and the Raiders were, too, even if it was kind of tongue-in-cheek.
So what do you see as a difference from between playing rock and roll with your first bands and to now? I mean, obviously, we're all older, but is the audience reception different these days?
Well, you know, there's a lot different. Yeah, there's a lot different to me. I mean, the audience is certainly different. I mean, a lot of the reason why the audience is different is just, you know, nowadays, because of the internet, everybody's got the world at their fingertips, you know, and it just gives you a lot more options. In our day, you had to learn to recognize your option because they didn't come along very often. And rock and roll was certainly one of them, you know, and kind of jumped on that guy with both feet, you know. It was like the only thing going on, the only thing there was to do was go see rock bands or start a rock band or whatever. You know, it was the only thing cool going on in Marietta, Georgia.
Well, right now we got something cool going on. We put out a new Christmas single. The digital version of that's been out for a while, but we finally were able to put a proper 7-inch single together. Santa is Coming, Ho Ho. That is the track you heard just before we started chatting. Comes in red and green vinyl. Sleeve is die cut. I wish we could have made it more like an advent calendar, but, you know, budgetary constraints is what they say. Now, you and I wrote that song. You did the musical end. What was your musical inspiration for that tune?
You know, as I recall, it was done in such a hurry. You sent me the lyrics over, and very first line, Santa's Coming, Ho, 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 I knew that was the proposed title. So, you know, I kind of walked around for half a morning with that title just sort of singing in my head to the riff that kind of the song wound up being based on.
So it's, you know, songwriting, it never seems to be a specific formula to it. I mean, it always seems to be sometimes there are lyric ideas and sometimes there are music ideas that come to you first. What if you had to describe an average sort of way you put a song together, how would you describe it? What's a typical pattern?
Are you asking, you mean me personally put a song together or the Woggles put a song together?
You personally.
Well, it can go both ways. I, you know, always keep a notebook down where you're kind of writing down little phrases or thoughts that you have that you thought might find a good expression in a song. But a lot of times I'm kind of more of a musician, I feel like, and kind of always love playing guitar and being in a rock and roll band playing guitar. And to me, it's all about the chord changes. That's the magic to me, and just how they snap together with the drum beat. And so a lot of my stuff I kind of tend to think in terms of that first, and then... But I don't feel comfortable forcing lyrics to something if you've got music. It's much better to wait until you got a good lyrical idea, because forced lyrics, you can tell forced lyrics a mile away to me.
You mentioned a moment ago that, we were asked to come up with the Christmas song, and we kind of put that together quickly. And at the same time, we were asked to do a music video, and we haven't been as prolific with making videos over the years, but I think that one turned out really well. It's got you... features you as a scooter riding Santa Claus amongst other characters. What do you recall about making the video to Santa's Coming, Ho Ho Ho?
The biggest thing that I remember is that we got the word that we had to do this. It was like August or something like that, I think. And, you know, Georgia, probably, you know, 100 degrees outside. And we had to find a place to get a Christmas tree in the middle of August for the prop, and having to pull out all the Christmas decorations and all that stuff. And I also remember how hot it was in that Santa suit on that scooter.
Well, you ride a good scooter as a Santa Claus, I have to say.
Yeah, well, I've taken to doing that a lot, you know. Only I
That's
usually
your
ride
point.
Around like whop people on the head with a stick instead of giving them presents.
I should point out that when people check that out, that is your house that we shot the thing in. And what a cool-looking house you've got, too, and got kind of this mid-century feel to everything.
Yeah, contrary to the Woggles on the door, it's not really the Woggles house.
Well, so the B-side...
It is our secret lab, though. It is our secret lab.
It is our secret lab. So the B-side to the single, we do a version of Clarence Carter's Backdoor Santa. Do you recall the first time you heard that tune, and why did you think it was good for us to do that song?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember where the first time I heard that song was. I can't remember. I remember going to go see Clarence Carter one time, and he didn't show up, though. There was like storming up in Tennessee, and he got caught in that Mont Eagle Pass or something like that and couldn't make it down to, I think it was the Athens Civic Center or something like that. I can't remember when the first time I heard that song was. I love that guitar riff in that one, though.
Is that the guitar riff the reason that you thought we should try and do that one?
Probably so. Love it.
Yeah. So, Flesh, here we are in the midst of the holidays. I'm sure there are lots of little hammers running around, emergency toolkit-sized little hammers going around. How do you plan on spending these holidays?
Well, we always do our Christmas the weekend after Christmas, and I'm going to be glad to have my kids home from out of town. This is the first year that I've spent with my kids away, so I'm looking forward to having the family around me and a big turkey sitting out, and always have a few guests and in-laws over for dinner as well.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm so happy to hear that I won't be the turkey at that get-together.
And that doesn't change the fact that you are a turkey hunter.
Well, Flesh Hammer, thank you so much for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Oh, it's the highlight of my day.
Oh, good. So we mentioned that song Backdoor Santa. Let's go out. We're going to go out with that, the Woggles version of Backdoor Santa, the B-side of Santa Is Coming, Ho, 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 here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.